Hello, dear friends and listeners. How are you? If you remember, we were studying our book, Speak English Like an American. Now we are lesson 10 of this book. If you remember, Bob, his wife was a great cook. He cooked delicious cookies. Now, Bob takes these cookies to the village market in order to sell them. Now let's listen to our lesson and see what happens in this unit. سلام میکنم دوستای خوبم، امیدوارم حالتون خوب باشه، همراهای همیشگی آموزش های Speak English Like an American. دوستان، اگه یادتون باشه Speak English Like an American رو میخوندیم، درس 10 رسیدیم. باب رو اگه یادتون باشه همسرش کلوچه میپخت، کلوچه های خوشمزه میپخت. حالا باب میخواد این کلوچه ها رو ببره و بفروشه. درسمون رو شروع کنیم و گوش بدیم ببینیم چه اتفاقی میافته. Let's go!
Bob visits the village market.
Bob visits the village
Bob
market.
Bob goes to the village market, a supermarket in town.
Bob goes to the village market, a supermarket in town. میره به مغازه.
He asks Carol, the owner of the store.
He asks Carol, the owner of the store. Owner of the store. صاحب مغازه. Carol اسم صاحب مغازه بود. ازش میپرسه.
If she would like to sell Susan's scrumptious cookies.
برای فروش کلوچه ها از کرول که صاحب مغازه بوده سوال میکنه.
Carol agrees but isn't able to tell.
Carol agrees موافقت میکنه. Agree موافقت کردن. E-G-A-G-R-E-E agree. Carol agrees but isn't able to tell. ولی نمیتونه بگه که
Bob how much she'll pay him.
باب نمیتونه به بابه که how much should pay him چقدر باید بهش بده به خاطر کلوچه ها. حالا این درس رو شروع کنیم.
Thank you for making time for me today, Carol.
Thank you for making time for me today, Carol. Thank you. ممنونم for making time for me today, Carol. Make time for somebody or something. Make time for somebody or something means devote time for somebody or something. Devote, D-E-V-O-T-E, devote, اختصاص دادن. وقت تو به یکی اختصاص بدی یا به یه چیزی اختصاص بدی. Devote time for somebody or something means make time for somebody or something. Okay? For example, Ali is a busy lawyer. Ali یه وکیلی که سرش خیلی شلوغه. But اما he always makes time for his family. ولی همیشه برای خانوادهش وقت میذاره. پس make time for somebody or something برای کسی یا چیز وقت گذاشتن. Devote time for somebody or something.
Don't mention it, Bob.
Don't mention it, Bob. Don't mention it, Bob. Mention. Don't mention it means welcome. You're welcome. خواهش میکنم. برای خواهش میکنم به جای welcome میتونی بگی don't mention it. Thank you for helping me. Don't mention it. That was my pleasure. خواهش میکنم. That was my pleasure. از این کار لذت بردم. پس don't mention it. Welcome.
What's up?
What's up? What's up? What's up? What's W-H-A-T apostrophe S up? U-P. What's up? What's new? چه خبر؟ What's up? چه خبر؟ Or what's new? چه خبر؟ For example, I haven't talked to you for a long time. مدت زیادیه که با تو صحبت نکردم. What's up? چه خبر؟
My wife baked these cookies from scratch.
My wife bakes his cookies from scratch. To make or to do something from scratch. Scratch. S-C-R-T-C-H, if I'm not making mistake. Scratch. Means to make, to do something from the beginning. یکای رو از اول انجام بدی. Do you make these cakes from scratch? آیا این کیک ها رو از اول خودت میپزی؟ Do you make these cakes from scratch? این کیک ها رو از ابتدا میپزی خودت؟ Or our house needs repair. خونمون به تعمیر احتیاج داره. It's better to tear it down. بهتره خرابش کنیم. And rebuild it. و دوباره بسازیمش. From scratch. از ابتدا. پس یک کار از ابتدا انجام بدی. To do something from scratch.
Please take one.
Please take one. یکی امتحان کن.
Chewy. These are out of this world.
Chewy. Chewy. Delicious. خوشمزه. Chewy. These are out of this world. Out of this world again means delicious. Out of this world. Delicious. Chewy. خوشمزه.
My wife's a great cook.
My wife's a great cook. همسرم آشپز خوبیه.
You can say that again.
You can say it that again. You can say that again means I agree with you. You can say that again. I agree with you. My wife is a great cook. همسرم آشپز فوق العاده ای. You can say that again. باهات موافقم. This house needs repair. You can say that again. Even our toilet is broken. خونمون به تعمیر احتیاج داره. باهات موافقم. حتی توالتمونم خراب شده. پس you can say that again. I agree with you.
I don't want to make a pig of myself.
I don't want to make a pig of myself. To make a pig of yourself means to eat a lot. To eat too much. زیاد بخوری میشه make a pig. Pig, P-I-G. Of yourself. To make a pig of yourself. For example. Of course you could eat another hamburger. But you shouldn't make a pig of yourself. البته میتونی همبرگر دیگه بخوری. ولی نباید زیاده روی کنی تو خوردن. زیادی بخوری. Okay? پس make a pig of yourself to eat a lot. To eat too much.
But let me take a few more.
But let me take a few more. ولی بذار یکم دیگه امتحان کنم.
Oink, oink. Just kidding.
Oh my god, just kidding. Just kidding means to talk more in order to laugh. شوخی. یه چیزی بگی فقط واسه یه شوخی. For example, are you sure that's your boyfriend? I thought he was your grandfather. Just kidding. مطمئنی اون بویفرندته، دوست پسرته؟ من فکر کردم گراندفادرته، پدر بزرگته. Just kidding. فقط شوخی کردم. I was just kidding. شوخی کردم. پس just kidding. Just kidding. یه چیزی بگی که به عنوان شوخی و خنده. یه حرفی بزنی واسه شوخی و خنده. بعد میگی just kidding.
I'd like to sell these at the village market.
I'd like to sell these at the village market. دوست دارم اینا رو توی مغازه بفروشم.
My customers will go nuts over these.
My customers, مشتریام, will go nuts over this. To go nuts means to react with enthusiasm. از چیزی خیلی خوشت بیاد و با هیجان رفتار کنی، با خوشحالی و شوق و ذوق رفتار کنی، واکنش نشون بدی. میشه to go nuts. پس این چی گفت؟ گفت دوست دارم اینا رو تو مغازم بفروشم. My customers، مشتریام، will go nuts over this. اینا رو ببینن خیلی هیجان زده میشن. واکنش خوبی، هیجان انگیز نشون میدن. خب پس go nuts means to react with enthusiasm، با هیجان و ذوق و شوق رفتار کنی.
How much would you pay us for each cookie?
How much would you pay us for each cookie? برای هر کلوچه چقدر بهمون میدی؟
I'm not sure.
مطمئن نیستم. I need to
roll up my sleeves and figure.
Roll up my sleeves. I need to roll up my sleeves. To roll up your sleeves means to start something. Start doing something. Roll up your sleeves. Sleeve. Sleeve. I need to roll up my sleeves. باید شروع کنم. For example, let's roll up our sleeves and cook these cookies. بیا شروع کنیم این کلوچه ها رو بپزیم، یا شروع به پختن کلوچه ها بکنیم. پس roll up your sleeves means to start something. I'm not sure. I need to roll up my sleeves and
figure out the finances.
Figure out, F-I-G-U-R, figure out. It means to understand, to determine, فهمیدن. کشف کردن، به چیزی پی بردن. Figure out, understand. I wasn't able to figure out my math problem. نمیتونستم مسئله ریاضیمو بفهمم. پس figure out, understand. I'm not sure, مطمئن نیستم. چی میگه صاحب مغازه؟ I'm not sure, مطمئن نیستم. I need to roll up my sleeves و شروع کنم and figure out و بفهمم the finances. Finance money، پول، مسائل اقتصادی و پولی میگن finances. Okay.
You give me a ballpark figure now?
Could you give me a ballpark now? A ballpark? I forgot another word, but ballpark, ballpark, B-A-L-L, B-A-L-L, P-A-R-K, B-A-L-L, P-A-R-K, ballpark, means an approximate number, approximate, A-P-P-R-O-X-I-M-A-T-E, approximate number, یه مبلغ تقریبی. Okay. I didn't know the exact I didn't know the exact money. I didn't know how much exactly that those shoes cost. دقیقا نمیدونستم چقدر اون کفش ها قیمتش. I didn't know exactly how much those shoes cost. دقیقا قیمت اون کفش ها نمیدونستم. But I could figure out، ولی میتونستم بفهمم the ballpark number قیمت یا مبلغ یا اندازه تقریبی رو میتونستم بفهمم. پس ballpark number approximate number اندازه یا مبلغ تقریبی.
I don't want to jump the gun. Sit tight.
I don't want to jump the gun. Jump the gun. J-U-M-P the T-H-E gun. G-U-N. Jump the gun means to do something very soon or ahead of others. یک کاری رو خیلی زود یا قبل از دیگران انجام بدی. اوکی؟ خیلی زود یک کاری رو انجام بدی. بیش از حد موقعش، بیش از حد ممکن زود انجام بدی. میشه jump the gun. I don't wanna jump the gun. نمیخوام کار رو خیلی زود انجام بدم. For example, the bookstore... کتاب فروشی jumped the gun by selling the new Harry Potter book. خیلی عجله کرد با فروش زود هنگام کتاب جدید هری پاتر two weeks before its official release date. دو هفته قبل از تاریخ فروش رسمیش. خب مغازه دو هفته قبل از تاریخ فروش رسمی هری پاتر کتاب جدیدش رو فروخته. پس میگیم the bookstore jumps the gun by selling the new Harry Potter book two weeks before its official date. Its official release date. کتاب فروشی فروش زود هنگام انجام داده، خیلی عجله کرده توی فروش زود هنگام کتاب جدید هری پاتر دو هفته قبل از تاریخ فروش رسمیش. پس jump the gun, do something very soon، خیلی کار رو زود انجام بدی، or ahead of others یا قبل از دیگران انجامش بدی. ahead میشه قبل از دیگران. A-H-E-A-D ahead. I don't want to jump the gun. Sit tight. Sit, S-I-T, tight. T-I-G-H-T. Sit tight means to wait patiently. Sab kon. منتظر بودن. Sab کردن. Sit tight. Sab داشته باش. حوصله کن. Sit tight. The doctor will be with you in a few minutes. سب کن. چند دقیقه دیگه دکتر میاد. پس sit tight. Wait. منتظر بودم. Wait patiently. Sit tight.
For now. And we'll talk things over this evening.
Sit tight for now. فعلا سب کن. And we'll talk this over. با هم صحبت کنیم. Talk over. Talk something over means بحث کردن، صحبت کردن در مورد چیزی. To discuss something. This evening. Thank you for listening our Thank you for listening today's lesson. I hope it will be helpful and useful to you. Till next week and next lesson. Bye. Take care. Have fun.